What role does someone's hope or positive thinking towards the future play into the success of that client being successful with their coach? This is a great question that came up in one of our Coaching 101 classes this past week. Hello, everyone. This is Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 Minute this week, your recap of Coaching 101 classes here at International Coach Academy. We had students from Singapore, Nepal, Ireland, the U.S., Canada, and Beijing this week. Now, a question in one of our classes really turned to looking at hope and visualization with that client. Does hope help a client to be a better visualizer and in turn gain more success in their venture? If I asked you to visualize arriving home at the end of a day, say today, I'm sure that you would have no trouble doing so. Arriving in your home is a very familiar activity. It seems natural and normal to us because we do it most days. It's easy to visualize. In fact, probably if you're listening to this or you're reading this blog post, I suspect that images of your own home are bubbling up in your mind's eye as you're reading this and thinking about this. I bet that you can see your home. You know what it sounds like, what it smells like, and you know what it feels like to walk through the door. Now, the challenge with bigger goals, aspirations, or ideas is that they are unknown, unlike our home. We have never lived there, so we don't have a place that naturally sits within our mind. The image of our endpoint is not so strong on our mind, and that we can view barriers and temporary blockages to viewing this new goal in front of us. In fact, the endpoint is so unfamiliar that these barriers and blockages are seen as bigger and more insurmountable than they actually are in reality. So how does hope come into this whole concept of visualization? Now, research has indicated that people with a high level of hope are much more likely to face and overcome obstacles to rate higher in a range of success, such as academic performance, athletic achievement, interpersonal effectiveness, and physical health and well-being. Basically, people who are able to clearly see a bright future are much more likely to achieve it. So if you have a high level of hope, you're more likely to be able to achieve your goal just for the mere fact that you can actually see it. You're designing it in your mind. So to answer that question from our class, if you have a higher level of hope, will you be more successful as a client in a coaching relationship? And absolutely. Just by the pure fact of imagination creates action, creates momentum. Now, another really important thing to look at that ties right into visualization and hope is that visualization can be so effective that the brain cannot distinguish between an event that is real or one that is imagined. It is well known by athletes who use this technique to practice their skills, vividly picturing themselves performing their routine, races, etc. Visualization has even been said to be almost more effective than actually performing the event in real life. Imagine that, more effective. So have hope. Believe that what you can achieve can be a reality. And if you're not quite sure what that looks like, if it's still a mystery, unlike your home, familiarity with your house, begin to dream. Dream with your coach. Hire a coach, or if you're coming in as a student here at ICA, you will receive your own coach, and you'll begin to create more hope in yourself, more belief that what you see and what you dream for a future can actually be a reality for you. So other questions that were asked in Coaching 101 classes this week were, how do I know when I am ready to start coaching my first client? Another question, is there a governing body to the coaching industry? Who regulates the coaching industry? And thirdly, can I have two niches or two different coaching specialties as a coach? Can I be successful? I want you to stop for a moment while you're listening to this or reading this message and begin to visualize yourself taking advantage of this free offering here at International Coach Academy, Coaching 101. It's a free sampling of our actual classes, real classroom, real students, a chance to kind of sample, if you will. This has been Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 Minute.